USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 100 inmates took over a section of a St. Louis jail, setting fires and throwing objects from broken windows. Dozens of inmates escaped from their cells at the City Justice Center in downtown St. Louis around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, evading capture until the group rose as many as 115 prisoners. One male officer was taken to the hospital following the incident, but officials says he has since been released and is doing well. Tear gas ended the uprising after about 8 hours. Tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday rallied in cities across Myanmar for a second day of anti-coup demonstrations despite an internet shutdown. 1 week ago, Myanmar's army declared a one-year state of emergency after seizing power and arresting leaders. Monitoring group NetBlocks Internet Observatory said a nationwide internet blackout that began Saturday was continuing in that country east of India. Tom Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl as the Buccaneers crush the Chiefs 31-9. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Now that President Biden has been in office for a couple of weeks, what have we learned and where are we going? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
President Biden was asked by CBS News' Laura O'Donnell what things will look like 1 year from now.
We're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual.
About Hunter's memoir.
It gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
The Iran nuclear situation.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
Relations with China.
I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
On whether former President Trump should still receive intelligence briefings.
I think not, because of his erratic behavior.
The minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
And targeting relief in his stimulus plan.
I'm prepared to negotiate that.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the Super Bowl champs after beating the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday 31-9. Before the season began, Tampa Bay tight end Rob Gronkowski was talked out of retirement to join the team by longtime friend and Super Bowl 55 MVP Tom Brady.
And that's what makes him so great. I mean, you got to be just one of the guys. I mean, it's a team game, and he is. It's just so great. Players just go up to him, ask him any questions in the locker room, and he always has great answers for him. Always a great leader, always gives great advice. Whenever younger players come up to him, even older players, and even when I have questions and stuff, he always has great advice just to give out. He's been through it all. He's been playing for, I don't know, like 30 years. So, I mean, there's basically nothing that he hasn't seen.
Gronk says the Buccaneers franchise has figured out how to win Super Bowls.
I did have a ball this year. It was a great year all the way from the teammates to, you know, the front personnel in this organization. Everyone, you know, is cracking jokes all the time. It was just a great atmosphere. I loved being here, and it was just an amazing year just to be here with just so many great players. Like, you just see how many great players we have in our team, and there was no one that was selfish this year. That's what made this team special, and that's what got us this far, I believe.
The 6'6" tight end says he'll remain unretired for next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.